New research on Syracuse University students during the pandemic shows they're feeling extra stress and isolation, but there are also some silver linings. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the findings could help improve education that's had to keep people apart.
SU seniors Regan Talley, Francesca Saylor, and Carly Warden helped with the research that put students through surveys, interviews, and focus groups. They were working with the W2O Center for Social Commerce, run by SU alum Jim Weiss. Talley says one thing that emerged as a concern was Zoom fatigue with class after class online. Students felt mentally exhausted, and Talley adds they lacked enthusiasm they might normally have for courses.
Students just feel so mentally and physically drained. And that engagement level that we're so used to seeing, whether that's around the table for classrooms or even in meeting with other peers, the engagement level is nowhere near what it used to be, especially in this environment. So we found that a lot of students felt like they couldn't actively participate.
More than 4 out of 5 students say they had trouble with any extracurricular activities. Half reported they had trouble learning enough to advance their course of study. And stress extended past the classroom. Talley notes students had to navigate health and safety measures while trying to have a college experience.
You now have to factor in, are my roommates following protocol the way that I want them to, or are my friends following protocol? And if they're not up to par, then you really have to take into consideration, our research showed, whether or not students wanted to kind of roll the dice and see them, or roll the dice and go to their house or go to a separate location with them, which not everyone was comfortable doing.
The study recommends combating Zoom fatigue with breaks, ensuring phones are off, and including opportunities for people to meet peer-to-peer, even if that's virtually. Carly Warden says they also found students were disheartened by changes in their careers, including losing out on internships. Although, Warden adds, using campus resources and connections can help.
One of the recommendations was just continuing to maintain those strong connections with those advisors and with the career services available, because while the university is still adapting, I think this university has such strong connections to the industries in every sector, and it's really important for us to kind of tap into those networks now and be able to just get alumni to talk to students and share those frustrations.
They also found some silver linings. Students say they developed richer friendships with their roommates in small groups as they spent more time together. Some also got out more to visit parks and other natural areas. Talley and Warden hope the research can be used by SU and other colleges to improve education and the overall experience. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
You can review the report on our website, waer.org.